Masechet Betzah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Even though, as we've stated, a person's allowed to do certain melachot, like slaughtering or cooking bishul on Yom Tov, that's to prepare food for the current day of Yom Tov itself, but he's not allowed to prepare food, break these melachot, and prepare food for post-after Yom Tov. But there are unique scenarios where Hachamim were lenient and they allowed a person to do these melachot even if they were not really cooking for the Yom Tov or not slaughtering for the Yom Tov. This Mishnah will talk about a type of scenario where this happens. Mishnah says, Behema mesukenet, if there's an animal that is dying on Yom Tov, and if it dies, it becomes a nevela. That means he's not allowed to eat from it. He has to waste the carcass. You can maybe feed it to the dogs, but it can't be used as kosher meat. And the person doesn't want to waste this animal. He wants to salvage what he can. What the Mishnah says is, lo yishchot, he's not allowed to slaughter it, ela im ken yesh shahut bayom le'echol mimena kazayit sali, unless he has enough time in the day of the holiday to slaughter it and then roast at least an olive size of it. He can't slaughter it unless he's going to use it on that day of Yom Tov. Therefore, the leniency of the Hachamim in this situation, it's after he already ate. Yom Tov is almost finished. So they allowed, even though he's not really eating it, he's not really slaughtering it for the Yom Tov itself, but the rabbis allowed it, even if he eats the small amount, in order to justify slaughtering an entire animal. Technically, slaughtering an animal is permitted, even if a person knows that he's not going to use it on Yom Tov because of the principle of Ho'il. Ho'il tells us, Ho'il v'im mikla ele orhim, that possibly he'll have some guests arrive and he'll have, therefore, meat prepared to roast and feed them, even though it's pretty far off that people will arrive and that he'll do this for them. So therefore, on a biblical level, he's allowed to slaughter. But Hachamim, on the Rabbanan level, were Mahmir, and they said that since it's very far-fetched, we're not allowed to slaughter an animal for no reason. But here in this situation, since there's hefsed merubeh, since there's a big monetary loss that will happen if the person is not allowed to slaughter the animal, they say slaughter it and make sure that there's enough time that you could eat possibly of some of it on the Yom Tov, and therefore it's not a violation of the De'oraita, because he technically could have. Maybe people will arrive during that last minute. That halachic principle allows him to save his money in this unique situation. Rabbi Akiva is even more lenient. Rabbi Akiva omer, afilu kazayit hai mi beta tebihata. Rabbi Akiva says, no, he doesn't even need to have enough time to roast it. He's allowed to slaughter this dying animal, even if there's enough time for him to take a little bit of an olive-sized piece off of the raw meat, even from the spot of the neck where he did the slaughter. Rip a piece off, technically, and eat it. That would be enough time to allow the person to salvage his loss over here and slaughter this animal. He wouldn't need to have enough time to roast it. So we have to clarify here. We're not saying he actually has to eat it in both situations. There just has to be enough time that he could have, if he wanted to, in order to make sure that this person's not doing something against the De'oraita. Now Mishnah says, She'ata basadeh. If he went and slaughtered this dying animal out in the field, and now it becomes obvious to anyone who is around that he's doing this just to slaughter the animal at the last minute right before it dies, or else he would have just brought it into his house normally and did shehita over there. So this type of slaughter is obvious to the onlooker that he's doing it in order to kill the animal before it dies on its own and becomes a nevela. So what do we say in that situation? It's allowed, but lo yevi'ena bamot u'bamotai. He's not allowed to carry it back to his house on a pole or on a stretcher, because this brings on a lot of attention from people, and it's a disrespect of the Yom Tov. So even though Hachamim allowed the slaughter to happen in the situation to prevent his monetary loss, he can't act in a way that is going to bring attention to him, like carrying it on a pole or on a stretcher. People will notice in that situation. So what does he do? Aval mevari beyado evarim evarim. He's allowed to cut it into pieces limb by limb, and then he brings it back by hand, even though this is going to require a lot of time of back and forth for him. We said that he has to do that in order to make sure that people are not looking. They're not going to look if they see him carrying a little bit of meat back to his house. That is not going to attract attention. Masechet Betzah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. This Mishnah will talk about halachot of slaughtering a Bechor on Yom Tov. The Torah gives a certain holiness to a Bechor, the firstborn male animal of domesticated animals. And that animal, whenever it's born, is then handed off to a Kohen, who brings it as a Korban in the Bet HaMikdash. Some of it is burned on the Mizbeach, and then some of the meat is given to that Kohen for him and his family to eat, and non-Kohanim are prohibited to eat from the Korban. If the animal gets a blemish and it becomes unfit to be offered on the Mizbeach, it then has to be examined by a mumche, it has to be looked at by an expert in order for him to determine if the blemish is a permanent blemish. If it's a permanent blemish at that point in time, as we said, it's unfit to be offered on the Mizbeach. It could be slaughtered by that Kohen anywhere and doesn't have to be redeemed, and he eats from it. It loses its Hekdesh value. You don't have to bring it to the Beit HaMikdash anymore, and the Kohen could do with it what he wants. He's allowed to eat it without going to the Beit HaMikdash. If it's not considered to be a blemish that is permanent, then the Kohen has to wait and eventually bring it to the Beit HaMikdash and treat it as a regular Bechor. We'll see later on in the Mishnayot that Danin, issuing rulings or judgment, is prohibited on Yom Tov. There'll be a machloket over here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon if examining the blemish of an animal and giving a halachic ruling is part of this prohibition. Mishnah says, Bechor shenafal lebor. If you have a Bechor animal that became blemished before Yom Tov, but was not inspected and then fell into a bor, it fell into a pit, and the owner is nervous that if it's left there alone, it's going to die. It's important to note that it became blemished before Yom Tov started, because then it's not mukseh. The Kohen who had it in his possession anticipated eating it on Yom Tov once it gets examined, so therefore it's not mukseh. If it got blemished on Yom Tov, the Kohen had no idea that he was going to have the option of eating it, because he thought he had to go bring it to the Beit HaMikdash and slaughter it there. So therefore, in that case, it would be mukseh. So that's the situation. It fell into a pit on Yom Tov. The owner is nervous that it's going to die. The owner, who is a Kohen, is nervous it's going to die down there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yired mumche v'yireh im yesh bo mum. What he has to do is an expert in looking at the blemishes, has to go down into the pit, examine the blemish, and he has to determine if the blemish is going to be one that is permanent. If it's a permanent blemish, then it's allowed to be slaughtered and eaten. The owner could raise up the animal and slaughter it, because the Bechor, even though it was forbidden until this point in time because it wasn't examined, as long as it was examined and the blemish happened before Yom Tov, it's not considered to be mukseh, and he is allowed to bring it up and slaughter it. Ve'im lav lo yishchot. But if the blemish is not permanent, he's not allowed to slaughter it. He's also not allowed to move it out of the pit, because the animal is now mukseh, because he's not allowed to eat from it, because he has to only slaughter it in the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol she'en mumon ikar mibod yom, en ze min hamukha. Rabbi Shimon argues and is stricter than Rabbi Yehuda. He says, if the Bechor's blemish wasn't recognized and confirmed to be permanent before Yom Tov started, and Zemin HaMuchan, the animal is not prepared for slaughter, you're not allowed to have someone come inspect it and allow it on Yom Tov. Doing so would be like giving a judgment in a court case, which we'll learn later is prohibited. It's not allowed according to the Bishimon. This is part of that prohibition. And therefore, even if you have a permanent blemish, as long as the examination didn't happen before the holiday started, it is prohibited, it's forbidden until after Yom Tov, and it is mukseh as well.